Not enough workers to harvest the crops. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. While our Congress continues to argue about the debt ceiling and budget, they are not dealing with issues important to our country. AFBF's Jonna Miller has a story sharing why immigration is one of those issues.
It's been a tough year for many fruit and vegetable growers. The stalemate in Congress has left a lot of uncertainty about the future of immigration reform. At the same time, farmers worry if they'll have enough workers to harvest their crops. Michigan growers like Fred Leitz have already had to deal with a worker shortage.
We only harvested our blueberries twice, and we left probably two really good pickings out there. Then in the cucumbers, we've harvested 5 and 6 times when normally we'll harvest 10 times. So we've left probably a third of our production out in the cucumber fields just because we haven't had the labor to keep up with everything.
Asparagus grower Ryan Walsworth had to leave vegetables unharvested too.
We had a freeze early on and that kind of pushed our season late. And then after we got going, then we got quite warm there in a hurry. Typically with asparagus, your best production is early in the season. So a lot of farmers got caught where we just didn't have enough labor to get everything off. Some guys thought maybe 1.5 or 2 million pounds may have been lost either because of weather extreme, but then not having the labor there to pick it.
And with apple harvest underway, Dean Johnson says he's hopeful he'll find the help he needs, but it's not a sure thing. And the current seasonal worker program called H2A won't help.
It's all hand labor, hand harvested, and about 3,000 boxes we need labor for. But it's really too late to use the H2A program. The H2A program we used for many, many years, but it got so complicated, we would actually start doing the paperwork in January in order to get our crews here in July for cherry harvest. I mean, it took us that long to get through the system. You've got to go through Homeland Security. You've got to get them here. There's just got to be a simpler way of doing it.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And Tennessee has some of those same issues that, if not resolved, could have a major impact on farmers across the state. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.